So we were talking about the legal ramifications around this Contraventions Act and the fact that Alberta hasn't signed on to it, which leaves us in a position where we can only use the criminal code to enforce any of the quarantine rules surrounding international travelers arriving in the province of Alberta. Had we signed on to the Contraventions Act, like every other province, with the exception of Alberta and Saskatchewan, has, we could then just write tickets like everybody else, which would obviously streamline the process, make it much easier and less onerous on police officers, the court system, prosecutors, everybody. It would seem to be a much more streamlined system. So why has Alberta not done this? Let's see if we can get some insight from a political scientist. Laurie Williams joins us now. Laurie is an associate professor and student advisor in the Department of Economics, Justice, and Policy Studies at Mount Royal University. Laurie, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Oh, glad to be with you, Shane.
I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around why Alberta hasn't signed on, and Saskatchewan for that matter, why we haven't jumped in. I mean, it's been around since the 1990s, so why are we not part of this?
Well, it's a bit of a mystery. I mean, you would have thought that this might be a priority, perhaps under the Notley government. I mean, or even when there were conservative governments provincially and federally. So it isn't clear to me why we didn't sign on. But of course, it wasn't as big a priority prior to the pandemic. And
right.
So now, probably the focus is on, you know, the Alberta way of doing things. We've seen Jason Kenney with his own contact tracing system and wanting to basically have a made in Alberta solution to the pandemic. Now, that serves a couple of purposes. One, it gives more autonomy to the province. But secondly, it enables him to focus on what he's doing right and what the federal government is doing wrong. And that appeals to a number of Albertans to a certain extent. The problem here is that even though neither Alberta nor Saskatchewan have signed on to this, we're the only province of the two that is accepting international visitors by air, and that's why it's a problem for us now.
Yeah, like you say, I imagine, you know, it plays into the whole us versus Ottawa, but, you know, as we're chatting, Larry, I got a text saying, hi, Shay, Kenny's just too damn stubborn and pigheaded to listen to anyone. He's become a liability to Alberta and Albertans. I don't know if this necessarily would go well, anybody realizing that we have a much better system available to us in enforcing the quarantine rules. It would seem petty and overly political to not take advantage of that.
And you're exactly right. And that's increasingly become the case. And you've noticed over the last week and a half or 2 weeks that his tone has shifted. He's not blaming Justin Trudeau anymore. He's trying to focus on what he's doing and moving away from that partisan stance, because I'm guessing his polling, his internal polling, is telling him that it's just not playing well anymore. It's not working. That all said, to sign on to this Contraventions Act now would be a difficult thing to do, and the person who wrote in is sort of pointing out that Jason Kenney tends to be reluctant to admit that he's made a mistake. And so that could be problematic, of course, for whatever he wants to do now. And this might not be so bad if you know, we're hearing from Casey Maddow that we have the capacity to enforce it. The police are telling us it's more difficult to enforce, but without giving us any information on whether there's any enforcement happening, there are a lot of questions about whether the government is serious about curtailing the influx of new infection and perhaps new variants.
Yeah, if there is a way out there to enforce it and to make it harder, it would seem to make sense. Laurie, thanks for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Shane.
That's Laurie Williams, who is an associate professor and student advisor in the Department of Economics, Justice, and Policy at Mount Royal University.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.